of the pastor, the dignified-looking man with the glasses, is my confirmation pastor. His name was Paul Esping. He's the one that rebuked me from the pulpit for being unruly. He was quite a guy, and as would indicate by the fact of his freedom to speak out about anything he wanted to say. And he was a very close friend, and I remember meeting with him on Saturday mornings in the basement in confirmation class, which we had six in our class. And at that time, we were living in Kansas City, Missouri, and we were still going to church in Kansas City, Kansas, and I had to go there by streetcar and took an hour and a half each way to get to that class. Now, that's real faithfulness to, you know. Mm-hmm. His wife was a very artistic and woman, and I had a very close relationship to this pastor. I remember playing chess with him. I remember sharing thoughts about ministers with him, and he was really friendly to me, as I think back, to take time to do all that talking.
What about those thoughts that you shared with him? What thoughts?
Well, I remember one thing only. I remember Harry Emerson Fosdick, the great preacher from New York City Riverside Church, was on the radio every Sunday, and we would discuss his messages. That's quite interesting, because I was his confirmation age, which is rather unusual for us to be talking and analyzing and tearing apart his messages, as I think back about it.